From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Leanne Hansen. And joining us is Puzzle Master Will Shortz. Hi, Will.
Hi, Leanne. Welcome back.
Thank you very much. I had a very nice vacation that ended with 2 days at New Hampshire Public Radio, helping them get ready to have a new facility up there. And for the first time, I was invited to New Hampshire when the foliage was actually at its peak. So it was a wonderful time. Now, you were away too, right? Tell me about your trip.
Yeah, I was in Bulgaria for the World Puzzle Championship. Spent 2 days in Sofia, and then the championship was held in a mountain resort called Borovets. It's a ski resort, the oldest one in Bulgaria, at the highest mountain in the whole Balkans. Of course, we were there before ski season. The U.S. team finished first out of 23 countries from around the world that competed, and the individuals finished second, fourth, fifth, and 34th out of more than 90 competitors. So it was just great.
Bravo. Good showing. Well done. This 2 week challenge that you gave everybody, I think, is on a championship level. Remind everyone what people have been working on for the last 2 weeks.
Yeah, it was a creative challenge called Chain Sentences. And I said the object is to write a sentence or other bit of writing in which the last two letters of each word are the first two letters of the next. And I said entries will be judged on meaning, naturalness of syntax, originality, and overall elegance. I said longer sentences are more elegant than short ones, but only if they make sense and read smoothly.
And what are the results?
Well, I have a few runners-up to read. This is from Julie Sabo. Said, casual Alabama mailmen entertain insensitive ventriloquist students. Not bad. From Camille Brady. Unite. Team America can annihilate terrorism. Sandor Weiss sent in, Beth, the head administrator, orates Esperanto to Tommy, my mystical alchemist stepfather. And from Maury Wolf, in Indiana, native vegetables escape perilous use, selected lettuces especially.
Wow. Good.
Not bad. Not bad. And my favorite entry came from Jean Klo. Not a long one, but it reads very smoothly and has a twist at the end. She wrote in, Emma made delectable lemonade, despite terrible lemons.
Oh, I love it. How eloquent. Jean Klo from West Valley City, Utah. She's on the line to be our puzzle guest today. Jean, congratulations.
Thank you.
Did this come easy to you? How long did you work on it?
Well, this one only took me about 10 minutes. I had worked on one the previous week that I just didn't like and threw away, and this one just came to me.
Oh, good for you. Congratulations. What do you do there?
I'm a retired teacher, and I now have a home cleaning business.
Oh, but you're a word person. How long have you been doing the puzzle?
I believe it's been almost 15 years.
Oh, my goodness. You're a real veteran.
But this is the first time I've sent anything in.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Oh, wonderful. Well, you know what happens if you've been doing them for so long, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you get to play on the air with Will, and I may be a little rusty, so I think I'm going to need you on my team, too. So are you ready?
Yes.
All right, Will, meet Jean, and let's play.
All right, Jean, every answer today is a familiar three-word phrase in the form blank for blank, and I'll give you rhymes for the words that go in the blanks. You tell me the phrases. For example, if I said nurse for share, you would say worse for wear.
Okay.
All right. Number one is stump for Roy.
Jump for joy.
Jump for joy. Good. Number two is bows for shoes. If you're a good reporter, you would have this.
Nose for news.
That's right. Boys for shots.
Toys for tots.
Excellent. Crust for bun.
I need a clue.
This is what this puzzle is. Do you know, Leanne?
That's what you tell us all the time. Is it just for fun?
It's just for fun.
Just for fun.
Right. Try this one. Mob for dapples.
Bob for apples.
Right. Paying for crime.
Playing for time.
Playing for time is right. Blow for smoke.
Go for broke.
Excellent. Mouse for whale. This is a sign you might see in a front yard.
House for sale.
That's right. Broom for tent.
Room for rent.
Uh-huh. Free for you.
G for two.
Yes. Way, that's W-A-Y, way for geese.
place. Can I hazard a guess?
Go ahead.
Pray for peace?
Pray for peace,
really?
Is right.
Oh,
good.
Okay.
Good one.
Try this. Fit for Pat.
Tit for tat.
Yes. Cooking for Hubble.
Cooking for Hubble.
Looking for trouble.
That's right. Teddy for Fred.
Ready for bed.
That's right. And here's your last one. Cry for cow. Cry for cow.
Cry for cow. Something for now?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
A phrase you might say at parting.
Can't get it.
Opposite of hello.
Oh, goodbye for now.
Bye for now,
for now
is right.
Bye for now.
Good job.
And that's what we can say right now to the on-air puzzle is bye for now. Jean, nice work.
Thank you.
That nice work. And it was just for fun, right?
And it was fun.
It was, yes. And there's even more. For playing our puzzle today, you'll get a weekend edition lapel pin, the 11th edition of Merriam-Webster's Collegiate Dictionary and Thesaurus, the Scrabble Deluxe Edition from Parker Brothers. The Puzzle Master presents from Random House Volume 2 a set of Sudoku puzzle books presented by Will Shorts from St. Martin's Press and one of Will Shorts' Puzzle Master decks of riddles and challenges from Chronicle Books. Quite a load there. And Jean,
Thank you so much.
Oh, please, it's our pleasure. Tell us what member station you listen to.
KUER in Salt Lake City.
Well, once again, congratulations for that 2-week elegant challenge, Jean Klo from West Valley, Utah. It was a pleasure playing with you.
Thank you.
Okay. Bye for now.
Bye.
Will, the challenge for next week.
Yes, this comes from listener Michael Halpern of West Newton, Massachusetts. Name a well-known 20th century political figure, now deceased, with a 2-syllable last name. The word spelled by the first syllable is a synonym of the word spelled by the second syllable backward. What is the name? So again, a well-known 20th century political figure, now deceased, 2-syllable last name. The first syllable is a synonym of the last syllable spelled backward. Who is this famous person?
Wow, good luck. When you have the answer, go to our website, npr.org, and click on the Submit Your Answer link on the Sunday Puzzle page. Only one entry per person, please. Our deadline this week is Thursday, 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Please include a phone number where we can reach you at about that time, and we'll call you if you're the winner, and you'll get to play Puzzle on the Air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Editions Puzzle Master, Will Shorts. Will, it's a pleasure to play again. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Leanne.